Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Iraq War came about following a moment of crisis, September 11th, 2001. In real time, the world watched our leaders react and make decisions based on fast-paced information presented to them. However, the response to the Iraq War led to an all-time low level of public trust in government and media, which is something we've never fully recovered from. Each session of The Fault Line will cover defining moments in our history that shook our foundation. On the first season of The Fault Line, Bush, Blair and Iraq, renowned journalist David Dimbleby explores the 18 months between 9/11 and the start of the war and how the distrust in leadership response to the crisis affects our world today. The Fault Line, Bush, Blair and Iraq, premieres on September 29th on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's January 2003. Bill Murray is on a plane hunting down a new top-secret contact.
The first stop, sort of on that trip, was Kuala Lumpur, because he was giving a speech at the Organization of Islamic Conference in Malaysia.
Bill is a senior officer in the CIA. And in 2003, he's the station chief in Paris, one of the top men in Europe. And he's on an urgent mission. He has to find this high-level source. And so he arrives in Kuala Lumpur.
And I just missed him.
No luck.
By the time you take a flight from Washington to Japan, you have to transit through Singapore and then up to Malaysia and et cetera. I got there before he left, but I was never able to get into the hotel that he was in. Then he left shortly after I arrived. I think the next morning or something, he left.
The source was off, this time to Jordan.
And by the time I arrived in Jordan, in the middle of the night, people met me at the airport and said, he's gone on to Cairo.
So Bill gets another flight to Cairo.
And arrived there again in the middle of the night and tried to figure out how I was going to get in contact with this guy.
And he's in his hotel working out how he's going to make contact with this source when he finds out that he isn't in Cairo at all. In fact, he's gone to Sharm el-Sheikh, the holiday resort on the Red Sea.
And I couldn't go to Sharm el-Sheikh because it's too small. I mean, it's just too many people would have recognized me and said, what the hell's he doing here?
Bill had spent too long roaming around the Middle East to be inconspicuous. And anyway, Bill is quite a conspicuous person. He's a spy, yes, but he's not exactly in the James Bond mold. He's a big man with graying hair, and unkind people might say he's just a little bit overweight. Anyway, he certainly sticks out in a crowd.
So I stayed in Cairo because he was supposed to come back to Cairo. But then at the conference, one of the other Arab leaders gave him a plane ride directly back to Baghdad. So he never came back to Cairo. So I missed him. I tried very hard. At one point, I went all the way around the world in 6 days and 22 hours chasing him. That was February of 2003.
February 2003. As Bill was desperately chasing his source around the Middle East, the US President George W. Bush and the UK Prime Minister Tony Blair were calling each other night after night.
It is time for us to deal with Saddam Hussein. It's time for us to secure the peace.
Discussing what they should do about the president of Iraq, Saddam Hussein.
And delivering us safety from what I genuinely believe to be the security threat of the early 21st century. And now is not the time to waver, now is the time to see it through.
The drumbeat of war was sounding louder.
They're warned of mines, of suicide bombers. Men may die, says their commanding officer.
As people protested right across the world, from London to New York to Sydney.
Without doubt, one of the largest gatherings, let alone protest rallies.
Who is watching? You also can cast your vote against this war. Force that can stop the war.
But Bill, like those protesters out on the street, still thought there might be a way of stopping the war. Bill suspected that his source had a powerful piece of intelligence. And if it was true, it could undermine the reasoning behind the war that Bush and Blair were planning to fight.
I thought it was pretty important. There might be war decisions made on the basis of the intelligence that came out of this. So I thought it was pretty important to pursue this in every way that I could.
Bill was on a mission to find the truth, to work out what was really going on inside Iraq.
We cite John 23, I guess it is, and you should know the truth and the truth shall set you free. That's our motto, that's what we live for. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
I'm David Dimbleby, and from Something Else, this is The Fault Line, Bush, Blair, and Iraq.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.